Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of saxophones, ducks, panoramic vistas, and stairs.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 486. Somewhere way out there, part 20.
It's time for the 4th annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 20 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right? Say it right. Here's what you need to know. Clinton and Danny, aided by the sentient talking digital camera, now known as Specs, and the digital voice assistant, now known as Al, overheard aliens planning to strand people on the moon. See? This is what happens when you come in at episode 20. Al and Specs say that the alien space shuttle is being housed at the old nuclear pasta plant at the outskirts of Midling Fair. The gang's plan is to steal the shuttle and meet up with the convoy of other shuttles about to head to the moon. After a short cab ride, and no, that doesn't mean the cab was short, although it was, the group, which now includes Abby Fallmacher, owner of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, and the Little Wicker Basket Company, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere, arrive at the pasta plant. Lifting up the loading dock door, the gang heads inside. There they find the alien shuttle. And it's locked.
Maybe my ATM machine PIN number will work.
Hillcrest, the ship might be booby-trapped. If you guess wrong, it could explode.
But it will be open.
No. Let me see what we can do. Specs, can you show me the pad?
Of course.
I can't determine the combination, but it appears the panel can be easily removed.
Hang on.
If you cross the red and white wires, the doors should open.
Got it!
Perhaps it is the white and green wires.
Okay! This isn't working.
It is for me.
Does anyone else smell burning toast?
It's 10:20. We've got less than 30 minutes to meet up with the convoy in orbit.
What if we cross the white, red, and green wires?
That could be it.
Are you two just guessing?
It's okay. I'll do it.
It worked!
So, that's what Technicolor looks like.
Everyone, inside. I'll get Danny in there.
It smells like burnt tires crawled in here to die. Haven't these aliens ever heard of little green trees?
We need to get going.
This floor is nice. I'll stay down here.
Al, Specs, how do you get this thing airborne?
We have no idea.
What?
This is alien technology. As much as you might think one machine is the same as the next, it isn't so. In fact, that comes off as kind of racist.
Guys, I'm sorry, but we have to think of something. We have to get this thing moving.
Is there any visible access port on the control panel?
You mean like a USB port?
That would do.
I don't see anything.
There's something down here on the floor.
Yes, Danny's right, I see it. It sort of looks like one of those wireless charging pads.
That might do it. Please place me on the pad.
Okay.
I think you broke it.
Link established.
Prepare for takeoff.
Great. We left the factory door open, so all we have to do is go forward and... Oh, we could go straight through the roof. I guess that works too. A few minutes later, the shuttle has made it into space. Wow. Imagine that. The next time I call Hillcrest a space shot, it won't seem like an insult. I'll need to work on that. But even though the gang is airborne and headed towards the convoy, there's still a problem.
Can we establish communications with the other shuttles?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. Sorry, I've always wanted to say that.
But to answer your question, no. We cannot establish a link with their closed-loop texting network at this time.
What in the name of Buck Rogers was that?
It's 10:48 a.m.
Translunar injection burn has begun. We are now on our way to the moon.
We'll have to stay with the convoy and try to figure something out. After all, we have a whole 12 hours before Plan E goes into effect, right?
Meanwhile, back at the Comedy Forecast studio...
What is that horrible sound?
It sounds like... It is the shuttle alarm. Someone has stolen the shuttle.
The shuttle? Override it! Get it back here this instant!
Things don't look good for our heroes. Maybe I can help. No? Still not in this story? Okay, have it your way. And your way is to come back next time for episode 21 of Somewhere Way Out There.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.